Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Wednesday, the Midweek Inspiration Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, this is the day that you are going to run into something spectacular just because you're here. We have Mr. Versi L. Walker. He will be with us in a moment. He will be our host for the show this morning. And I know you're excited about that. But I need to ask you a question. I need to ask a question. I want to know. This is like my big question. Now, don't forget a few other things that are going to be happening soon. Thursday, we have designated Thursday as the day for our hot topics. So please go to my Facebook page and post on my page, entitle it Hot Topic for Thursday, and post the hot topic that you want me to speak about on Thursdays. Now remember, you can do this any day of the week. It will be captured. But Thursdays is our day for hot topics, and please go to my Facebook page and let me know which hot topic you would like for me to discuss. Well, like I said, today is a day very special. Good morning and welcome, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. How are things going over there, Mr. Kiriazi? I know you're doing well. We thank God for that. But how's everything else going over there in Japan with the recent tsunamis and earthquakes and hurricanes and everything else? So just a quick note in the chat room. I will definitely let the people back here know how things are going over there. It's good to have somebody with their ear to the ground over there and able to give us a firsthand account of what may be happening. Well, right here, what's happening in the United States, that a lot of things are happening. The economy is still dragging on. We've heard the recent news as it relates to terrorism and trying to take a bite out of it, you know, like the old commercials used to say, take a bite out of crime. Well, they've taken a bite, and a very hungry man's bite, out of terrorism with the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, other things that are happening in our country, all kinds of things. And so, yes, the question that I want to ask you this morning, I want to know, and I need you to have an answer for this. I want to know, are you ready to change your life? Are you ready to change your life? Well, good morning and welcome guests in the chat room as well. Now, I know our host is here right now, Mr. Versiel Walker, so I'm going to open up his phone line. Good morning, Mr. Walker.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing wonderful. It may not sound like it. I'm still struggling with this, these allergies. This here in this Northeast. I know, according to the news report last night, they're talking about the pollen count is, I guess, maybe 300 times higher than normal, and so many people are suffering from itchy eyes, nasal congestion, etc. But I'm feeling great. I hope that you and everybody else who's listening and tuning in are doing wonderfully well also. So I'm here.
Yes, I do. I do not suffer with allergies, and that's really, really a blessing. And
that's
so no one in my immediate household does. I do have some distant family members, some family members in the family line there, one or two that suffer. But other than that, we have been blessed in our family that is not one of our issues. So, but I do know, even today, I know in Ohio, where I do check the news there, and I'm sure here in New Jersey, probably in New York as well, maybe, they said the temperatures are going to be at an all-time high today. We're going to have the temperatures of a July day. So we better get ready and dress accordingly and get that allergy medicine in early. Don't wait too late. Take it early.
That is true. That is true. And that's the next 4 days we're having nothing but rain, which will, you know, offset all this as well.
Yes, if you're going to get out and enjoy today would be your day. I hear it's supposed to be awesomely great. Yesterday was beautifully, but it was very hot as well, like a summer day. Nothing like having summer in the springtime.
Amen. Good. When I dialed in, I was hearing you saying, is everybody ready to change their life? You were going to say something.
Right.
Interrupt that.
No, I just asked the question. I just wanted to know. I just want people to have that in the back of their minds if they want to change their life. But I had asked Mr. Paul Kiriazi to give us a little update on what's happening over there in China. And he said that the prime minister will close down permanently the undamaged atomic power plant that is close to Tokyo. He doesn't want to take a chance. And Paul feels that a good idea, but you have to conserve electricity. So Paul is agreeing with that, and that's good, Paul, because we know that you are a very astute young man. And let me tell you, they better listen to you. They need to call you up, Paul, put you on the leadership team to whip that place back into shape. But also, I want to let those who are tuning in, make sure you go to Paul Kiriazi, and that's K-Y-R-I-A-Z-I, Paul Kiriazi. Go to his Facebook page as well. Also, you can find him on the Internet. Just put his name in Google. It will come up. And he has some awesome teachings out there that will help you, coach you along in success, relationships, money, wealth, and, you know, anyway, so make sure that you do that. And now, without further ado, we're going to introduce to some Mr. Versiel Walker. He's the author of Success, How I Ended up here. He is a phenomenal entrepreneur, business owner, father, husband, coach, motivational speaker, workshop leader, and he is a co-host right here for the Coach to Elisa show, and he is with us each and every Wednesday. And so now, and I'm sure he does lots of other things, but one of the things he's been doing for the past almost year is coming on every Wednesday to encourage you, to motivate you, to inspire you to live your best life now. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. Versi Walker. Versi, take it away.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that warm introduction, and welcome to everyone who's listening. And again, thank you, Coach, as usual, for allowing me to come. And it has been almost a year. It just seems when you do something that you love and you're doing it with someone that you care about and you all are in sync, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It just seems like yesterday we did our first show together. So I do thank you. And you're right. I try to come on and inspire and motivate people and help them to live their better life today. I know so many of us who are especially of the religious realm, we're talking about our glory. We've been taught about our better days in the upper room once we pass on. But we can have a better, harmonious life right here today on this earthly plane. Oftentimes, if we just change our mind to help change our circumstances, which helps to change our conditions and even perception. If people perceive things differently and perceive their situations differently and how people perceive you, you know, oftentimes, Coach, we're no longer June Bug who used to steal penny candy. We're no longer, Sadie who used to, have it in with her mom and did drugs or did alcohol in the schoolyard. We've transcended. We became something other than that. That was just a temporary, but oftentimes people still hold us hostage. Even in our own mental, we hold ourselves hostage because we're still that person. We're still that kid, that individual who was victimized. We're still that person who was chubby and overweight and teased in junior high school. And we haven't released that, and we often fall back into that. It was said years ago and told me, and I know it's a biblical text, when you are a boy, you act and think as a boy, but when you become a man, you leave those childish things alone. But it's sometimes hard, Coach, for us to embody or embrace that. I mean, I have to think some of the young men who are still living at home with their mom or their parents who may have left but haven't left far enough, and so they're still at home. And those same people who maybe now have children of their own that they're not taking care of financially or emotionally, and they're living in their basement of the home, and now here this person is 30 years old, 34 years old, maybe even 35 years old, who's still living in the basement, and this how this must really play on one's psychological frame of mind. Because here they used to play in this basement as kids, cops and robbers, hide and go seek. They used to talk to their family members, their cousins, their friends, and talk about how they were going to conquer the world, how they were going to be the president of the United States. And they're still living in the same place that they used to once play in. That must do something to a person's mind. It must take away something from their aspirations and their dreams. But again, don't let the confounds of your circumstance or situation confine you to a place where you no longer want to be. So you don't have to be of that location. You don't have to be of that situation. You can be more than that. That can be just a temporary place to lay your head because your dreams are so far beyond what that seeming circumstances is presenting. And we have to really encourage people on a regular basis to feel that way. Because now in the economic situation that we're in, a lot of people have had to go back. Now for the first time in their life have had to borrow money where they used to be the lender. Now they're the debtor. But that's okay, people. this too shall pass. It's just temporary. So, again, thank you, everyone who chooses to dial in, because it is a choice. You make a conscientious choice every Wednesday to come in and listen to me. You make a choice every week to tune into the Coach LaLeisha show, and we appreciate that. That shows dedication and commitment, and allows us to continuously feel dedicated and committed to the journey that we're on, and that journey is to fulfill and empower and embrace other people who are on the like path. I want to say thank you before I forget to all of those who listened on last week, who listened to the segment where I talked about the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy and her dog Toto and her journey. I had several people, Coach, to actually inbox me, and had a few that even called me, who knows me personally, and said that show and that segment was right on target. So I really appreciate those people who were listening, because I want to, again, take you on a journey to let you know that, you know, so many, sorry, Coach, I was just, you know, to let you know that so many, too, have been caught up in a whirlwind. So many, too, have been placed in areas and aspects of life that they never even believed, never even knew that their journey would take them to. But for the most part, it has allowed them to become something other than what they were, to receive what maybe their heart desires were. So I thank those people. Also, I want to send out several prayers to not only Japan and Tokyo, but to those people who are in the southern hemisphere of the United States. Those areas, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, who's been hit by tremendous weather conditions, from tornadoes to now rising waters that are, you know, forced out of their homes. This, too, is that similar circumstances that I'm talking about, which was invited in the movie The Wizard of Oz. It was these things that we didn't foresee. I was listening to the news last night. There's people who lived in that area for 45 years, and we all know that there have been tremendous storms and conditions that have come through, but none to this magnitude, none to this level. And we're all being tested today. Things are happening that, I mean, are really just screwing up people's minds. They're making them feel helpless, and they're starting to feel hopeless. And that's, the body image of this show and why we try to present so many varying topics that are relevant and current today, from texting and sexting, from bullying, from your situation, talking about your experiences and exposing some of the secrets that have, I think, inundated and overwhelmed people, and they're doing things uncharacteristic of what we knew them to be, because they had a secret, a hidden ugly, a hidden hurt that they had never shared with anyone. And that thing, just like a pot that's been steaming, like a crock pot, is going to blow. Eventually it's going to erupt, and it's going to come out in some way or fashion. And so we, you know, here on the Coach LaLeisha show, is trying to allow people to let that go through them, to allow those things to come out. And they come out and seep out in just little slight ways. We can contain that pressure. We can help you to relieve it in the right way. So, again, I thank you so much for allowing this to be the time in which I can share with each and every one. Again, if anyone's looking to find out more about me and what I'm doing, and to also get an autographed copy of the book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, please visit my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled as VERSIEWALKER.com. Now, I know that it probably sounds like my topic is going to be on, again, changes the mind, changing your behaviors and conditions. But today I want to touch on the topic of marketing and sales. Originally I was going to say marketing versus sales, but I think that's an oxymoron, because you really can't have one without the other. You mentioned at the top of the hour all the things that I'm involved in. There's also one other thing. As a community member and a community activist, I'm also part of the school board. I was elected last July to the school board here in my area. It is a 3-year term. It probably takes about 3 years to get well acclimated and familiar with all the policies and procedures, the politics and the bureaucracy, the hidden agendas, even on the school board where it's a voluntary position. But it can consume 20 to 40 hours of a day. I'm sorry, of a week. And that is a 9-to-5. That's a job. But I'm dedicated and committed and focused to doing this. But right now we're going through an election period. They're voting on the budget, and they're voting on 3 new positions that will become available next month. There's 3 positions available, and 9 people initially were running. Now there's 6, one of whom is a close associate and friend of me and my wife. And early on I tried to convey to her perhaps what her agenda should be, also how her picture should be displayed on her flyers, knowing that, you know, we are still in an era of bias. People are still visual before their audio, so they see before they hear. So what they see is what they believe. That's their perception that you need to control. And I know on a few of the topics that I tried to touch base with her, she pushed back. Oh, no, I'm keeping that way. You know, I got too many people who like that. You know, or they gave me too many compliments on that picture. I'm like, okay. But I'm into marketing. I'm into marketing more so now than ever before. I've been a salesperson for far too long. But I know, you know, in marketing, there's different things you have to do, position yourself. And there's some similarities in the next competitor that you have to embrace in order to get in, especially if you're talking about you're making change. You still have to get in to make that change. You still have to become a part of the system in order to make that change. But she pushed back. So now recently they're out putting their campaign signs on the lawns, and I'm seeing the various different campaign signs, the color schemes, et cetera. And then I see this friend of ours. It is transparent, the information. She has more information on this sign than need be. Her picture of herself, which I believe shouldn't be on the sign, is there. It's dark. You can't see it. So where everyone else, you can see theirs as you're approaching the corner some yards away. Hers, you have to physically stop at the sign to read it. So now there's some confusion. Are you, you know, this a lawn sign for lawn service? Are you, you know, are you someone who's lost, or are you really running for an election? So she's been asked on numerous occasions, Coach, are you serious about this election? And she becomes defensive. And the reason that she's been asked that is because of her lack of campaigning. I introduced her to the president of the school board, and when he asked her that, he said, well, I'm only asking that because I'm the president of the school board. I know 4 of the 6 people who are running, and I don't know you. I haven't seen you at any meetings, and if you are there, you haven't spoke up or stood up to introduce yourself. So the excuses come, you know, I did it for this reason, I'm doing it that way, people know me here. Well, it's really not who you know. It's all who knows you. And so, you know, trying to give her the information and just understanding the marketing and sales, and I'm not sure if she's going to make it, Coach, because she's pushing back. She has her own way of doing things, and there's a system in place that is systematic for a reason. It's almost automated, and it will get the results that you want.
Just hold that thought for 1 second. I just wanted to interject because I like to also add one more piece to that. You hear everybody say it's not, you know, what you know, it's who you know. And just as you mentioned, and then it's not just who you know, but it's who knows you. And then it's what do they know about you?
Correct.
People can know you. For instance, they may even know that you are a candidate. But what kind of candidate are you? Do they know that you for this or you're for that? Do they know your characteristics, various things? So anyway, but I love to use that as well. Very good.
No, and you're right. And what was the key point that kind of diffused her defensiveness is when the president of the school board says, much like Dunkin' Donuts, people know who Dunkin' Donuts is. People know what a donut is. But Dunkin' Donuts makes sure that you know them, and they do it. They make sure so much and so often that you can't go through a television episode without one of their commercials running, talking about, you know, the world runs on Dunkin'. They've gone the extra step to ensure.
And you see, just going to that point, we do know Dunkin' Donuts, and what we know is that their donuts are fresh, they taste good, we know they're a great price, we know they run specials, we know when we go into the store screen, because other than that, just because we know them doesn't mean we would go there.
Correct, and they know competition is fierce because Intamin sells donuts right at the grocery store, right? You know, and they usually put it at the end aisle as you're going to check out.
Exactly.
So they want to ensure themselves, and this is the point that we're trying to make with this associate, that you have five other competitors, three who have already been on the board, who is known in the community, but here you are, you want to be a standout, but you've actually blended yourself out of the picture because you're not exposed. So I tried to give her just the other day, let's do this. Let's grab up all of your signs. I have a company that can make signs and have it shipped to you in 24 hours. You lay low for 3 days. Then you now do a blast. Get all the family, friends, everyone, hit every corner imaginable within this district, putting your signs out. Let's do a white background with pink letters. Let's really stand out. Let's really make this, you know, make it neon so that now you're the last one in but the first one on their mind. So we've seen an underdog before come out of nowhere. Where did this person come from? But because they were so blazing in what they did, they stayed top of mind. I said, that's the strategy I would use. She said, well, no, I'm not going to go that way. I don't agree that that's going to work. So how about if we just do buttons and a flyer? I said, well, you were at an event the other day with my wife, and there was over 150 women there that had paid at least $30 to $40 to be there. How many flyers did you hand out? Oh, you know, I felt there. Oh, it was just my day. I've been campaigning so long and doing this thing so much that I was just there with my girls, and we were just going to exhale and just relax. I said, understand, as a salesperson and a marketer, I carry my book with me everywhere I go. My book is my purse. My book is my advertisement. My book is my calling card. I've sold, you know, my books at concerts, sitting there because my book was on my lap. I sold books at the gym. I sold books on the train. I said, there is no time to relax when you're talking about your campaigning, when you're talking about you're trying to, you know, have exposure and people knowledgeable of who you are. Well, yeah, maybe you're right. I've been to over 10 events in the last 6 months and haven't seen a room packed the way that room was packed. That's lost opportunity. And so when she said the button concept, now I believe in the buttons and I believe in the flyers. That's the intimate approach. That's, you know, you shook somebody's hand and you kissed somebody's baby. But, coach, understand, a yard sign, a poster board, a radio excerpt, a television, you know, appearance, you touch hundreds, if not thousands of people who may not be able to, or are you accessible to do the handshaking and the kissing and the hugging? If that's your plan B, I'm sorry, it's not going to fly, not 7 days before an election. I said, but if I were to do flyers and a button, I said I would be at every place that I know my candidates would not be. I would be at the senior citizens' home waiting for their children and their relatives to come and visit them. I would stand in front of Walmart on the rainiest day of that week, shaking hands. I would be at the train stations on the coldest day or the darkest day or the earliest morning, shaking hands and giving out buttons. Because if you're willing to do that to get my vote, I'm assuming that you would do that to keep me and to keep my children and the community moving in the right direction. But again, to throw away a marketing campaign or marketing effort because you don't want to appear that you made a mistake. Her comment was, I don't want the people who believe in me and who waiting on my vote, I mean, waiting for me to get in so that I can be the voice, I don't want them to think they've already changed me. I said, no, what that says is that your ego didn't get in the way and that you had enough sense to realize that your campaign or your advertising or your marketing was ineffective. And before you kept that out there, you changed. And that shows that you're willing to change if you make a mistake or if it's not working to meet your agenda. I had further explained to her, two coaches, that although I sold a lot of books, I didn't hit my mark. I didn't hit the point I want to hit. I want to sell 20,000 copies of my book in 1 year, and I wanted to be on Oprah. I didn't hit that objective. So I'm going back and revamping, retooling, because I am serious about this business. I am serious about the people I want to touch and the lives I want to change. And that's where I think ideologies break down. You know, people who tell you all the time, I'm working hard. Well, the guy who's really working hard, he opened up the doors this morning and had coffee already on the percolating when everybody came in. The guy who works hard didn't take an hour lunch. The guy who works hard and the one who's finding success stayed and came in on an off day to just check up on that one client. See, that's working hard. But sometimes we believe, well, I showed up. I came, didn't I? You know, I could have not. No, no, no. That's not the attitude. And so sometimes it's lost in translation. So I pray for her and others like her because I've been that person. I'm not going to be embarrassed and looking foolish, knocking on doors, telling people who I am. Well, the guy or the girl who is successful has done and is willing to do just that. We have to change our mindset. We have to stop just being maybe the sales sometimes and realize, you know, sales is a relationship, but marketing does a better job at putting you on the forefront and helping you to get to where you're at. So for those who know me, you know, from the calls and the talks and everything that's been going on here and abroad, they know that I have been in sales for the great majority of my career, my professional career, and I even was selling before then. Many of you already understand that I enjoy the world of sales, much like your husband, Coach. You know, this is, you know, what we were born to do. And I also applaud those who are willing to step out of their comfort zone and try their hands at selling. And as I keep mentioning, with all the multi-level marketing companies and direct marketing companies and the network marketing companies and, you know, the downslide or the decline in corporate salespeople, everyone is becoming a salesperson. Everyone is becoming a representative of the brand, whatever the brand is, looking for additional streams of income, looking for a way to supplement, or looking for a way to just make sure that tomorrow's mortgage payment is getting paid. And if you're refusing, go ahead.
You know, that's so good that you were talking about that calling card in that book, because people think of a calling card, especially if you are a business owner, what's the first thing a business owner wants? The first thing a business owner wants is a business card. And what does that business card have on it? It has on there information about you and your business. Maybe a short elevator pitch, has your name, contact information. Well, very interestingly today, like you said, now you're an author and you're saying that your book is your calling card, but today, every business owner that is trying to be astute has a book, whether it's 3 pages or 300 pages. The book is becoming a calling card, not just for authors, but for every business owner. And
it lends to your level of expertise.
And it's also a very inexpensive marketing tool.
Correct.
See, because the fact that you own a business means that you personally had to do something unique that no one else has done to get your business. You could be 5 airlines all in one terminal, and each one of those airlines had to do something unique in order to get their business. Whether Southwest had to decide to just be nice to everybody, whether American decided to add more room in the coach seats, where the Continental decided to add real food and give you silverware. Every airline had to do something unique, and the same thing with every business. So that's what you write about in your book, is your uniqueness. Very simple, and a lot of people are missing it, and it becomes a marketing tool because, why? It is something that can reach far more people than you could ever reach in any other way, but I just thought I'd throw that in since you were on the topic.
No, and I appreciate that because fundamentally I missed that mark. Fundamentally, initially when I got my books, I went back into sales mode. I went back into who can I call, who can I talk to, who can buy my book. And I missed the marketing component.
Uh-huh.
I missed that totally. And then when I did it, I grossly did it incorrectly. The email blast was too often. The information still didn't drive people to the website and drive them to buy because I didn't ask them to. And so it took maybe the 3 months, and I got frustrated, and I had to say, wait a minute, I got to do this fundamentally differently. You know, I'm an author and a public speaker now. I'm not, you know, Joe Blow selling widgets anymore. And I need to get, you know, these units out in such a way. However, with the right marketing efforts, it will do it and sell itself. And now, even from that standpoint, where I don't even hand out business cards anymore because my book has all the contact information necessary to reach me.
But here's the thing. But wait a minute. Here's the kicker. The book, unlike a business card, where you invested money in the business card, you mm-hmm. give the business card out. There is absolutely no way to guarantee any return on that investment. But here's the thing with the book. Do you know there are places right now where you can purchase one book for 50 cents? There are places in China and other places you can have your book produced. And here's the thing. Every time you sell one, you also have another source of income coming in to fund your dream of your business. So anyway, again, I gave out too much for free. Now I'm going to have to start charging y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
And you know what? And that's what the book says. It says, you know what, here's my information. Invest in yourself and invest in an opportunity to get to know me better. If you really are looking and interested, because oftentimes business cards just get put on top dresser, and oftentimes from that point the wind blows them to the back and they fall on the floor, and they never are used. They don't really drive business to your business. It doesn't prompt people. But if the book is laid out just right, people will say, you know what, this girl, what she's saying is so true. I got to get her in to teach this to my group. I got to call her to come down and show this to my manager and, you know, have her go to, you know, our five different locations between here and Bangladesh and do this training. See, that's what the book can do. It makes you a part of the elite group that people really revere. So many dentists get better qualified clientele because they have a book that they wrote. And they may have only distributed amongst their clientele, but he or she now has a notch above the average dentist. And so we have to better position ourselves from a marketing angle to pull in those resources that we're looking for, to attract that attention that we're looking for. It makes no sense to go for a job interview with a do-rag on your head and house shoes on your feet. You won't get the attention that you need. But if your outfit is, you know, nicely pressed, you're there with your portfolio, you have copies of your resume, you look astute, you are prepared, and you're ready for the opportunity, you will outshine the other ones who did nothing. Just even going in and Googling the company's name and information just some 10 minutes before your interview can make the difference between getting the job and not. Being able to say, you know what, this company has went global in 1993. Based on that, in 1997, they actually, you know, did their first IPO, and from there, the company did nothing but soar, and now you employ 5,000 people. That may have been all that you were able to get from that Google search in the 5 or 10 minutes before the interview that now says, you know what, this person did their homework. If they're willing to do that to get the interview, how much more are they willing to do to take this company even further? It's managing expectations. The perception says you're a go-getter, and we're missing that, people. And I just want to make sure that we stay in that realm and realize, do a little homework. Market yourself. There's nothing embarrassing. You think really that Apple is embarrassed that they you know advertise their iPod 2 on a regular basis, maybe some 150 times a day between multiple mediums? Well, if they're embarrassed, I want to be as embarrassed as Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and the rest of these guys who are making over $1 million an hour. Let me be that kind of embarrassed.
No, they're not.
They're not. They realize saturate. Saturation. Keep my product top of mind.
But look what they did. They took hundreds of thousands of dollars and invested it in tools like Facebook. Don't charge us a dime to use it so that we can get on Facebook and promote their stuff.
Their stuff. And then what they do is now they have the marketing pockets that market to you on these free mediums, on these
yes.
free social mediums, that these pop-ups. These are marketing ads. And so now, again,
it.
You like you said, you're singing their praises on this free social network to your 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 friends who subsequently do the same thing. So now their marketing efforts are still there, but they're using less marketing dollars to reach these group of people. It's all about marketing people, and we're not getting it. We're not seeing what that means. You know, it just remind me of somebody years ago said, I can't find a man nowhere. Ain't no good man out here. I'm like, that's surprising because Elizabeth Taylor had more men and more marriages than most people have in two lifetimes.
That's
like,
true.
It's like, one, where are you looking, and two, what are you advertising?
I know
what
that's
are you
right.
offering? What are you promoting? You know, you hear a person say, every man I find ain't no good. He always drunk and beating on me. Well, where are you finding him at? At the bar? Well, maybe you should stop going to the bar. You know, the kind of caliber men that you're attracting is probably the kind of caliber person you are. But,
uh-oh.
You know, when a person tells you all he keeps looking at is my cleavage, well, that's probably all you showed.
Uh-oh.
He didn't know that you were a Rhodes Scholar. He couldn't see that beyond what you were exposing because that's the attention you wanted. And then when you got the attention, then you despised it. People, change your marketing.
My Lord.
Change your advertisement, you know, and then you'll better get what you say you're seeking.
Wow.
What you say you're seeking. So when it comes to, you know, again, the sales, when it comes to marketing, it is, for the most part, unless you've been, you know, trained, it is a hit or miss. It is trying something, and if it doesn't work, chuck it. There's a gentleman, what is his name? He's really heavily into marketing. He's written books on top of books about marketing. They write ad copy, and what that is the infomercials that we see at night. They write the copies for that. The ad copies that are in magazines, you know, trying to get you to buy the next Wonder weight loss pill. They write the ad copy for that. This guy is so good. You can tell him what you want in a half an hour. He has you a successful ad copy written. That ad copy will cost you $25,000. You pay him that whether this campaign works or not. The funny thing is reading his book is when he said a three-minute infomercial at 2 o'clock in the morning can go anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000 before the first footage of camera even runs. That's getting the ad copies written. That's getting the commercial slots paid for. That's getting the actors to put on the presentation. But what really struck me odd, Coach, is that he said we will run an ad copy one weekend from Friday to Sunday. He said if it does not make $1 million, we chuck it. I said, wait a minute. You've invested $50,000 to $250,000 to put this production together. And if it doesn't make at least $1 million in the first weekend, he said it is not successful and it does not matter and we will not run that again. We will strip it down and redo something totally different. I'm like, whoa, well, why not run? Because, I mean, because that could have been a bad weekend. Power outages could have been down. I mean, people could have been on vacation. He said, there is no. He said, we've tried it so many times. We're running again the next weekend or the following weekend. The numbers only diminished. We did not hit our target. So if someone is willing to, an organization is willing to spend $50,000 to $50,000 to get your attention, if it doesn't work, they would throw it away and start again. That says something to what the average person does on a regular basis. We say we want love, but we'll stay in a toxic relationship knowing that it's only diminishing and demising our well-being. We will say that we want a better job, but we won't even go and get up and get it. We say that we want to succeed, but then when someone who's already doing what we would like to do, giving us their free advice, we will give them pushback. It doesn't make sense, people. We have to market ourselves differently. We have to present ourselves in the light in which we want to be received. What astonished me even more, Coach, is the fact that so many of us who are in sales, and understand my words, I did say us, which means that I'm certainly including myself in this statement. What we're doing, we are or have approached sales with blinders on. Many of us are fighting an uphill battle month after month, trying our darndest to get new customers, trying to make one or more sales, going out of our minds, trying to prospect for endless leads. Been there, done that. Have purchased leads, have begged for leads, have asked for referrals, even if the person didn't buy from me. And I have to kind of think, if a person doesn't buy a product or a service from you, and then you say, well, can you tell me three people who you know that may be interested? The old saying and the old adage goes, birds of a feather flock together. If Gloria didn't buy the perfume, the Amway, the Mary Kay, the life insurance, her three closest associates act and think just like her. If she bought the Gucci purse, they darn sure well would probably buy it as well. But if she didn't buy it, there was some reason why. And she may convey that to them or not, but they take, again, perception, managing perception. Well, if she didn't buy one, I'll wait and see what she does. But thanks for calling me. So we're going through with blinders, and we're going up an uphill battle continuously trying to generate these sales. We have to realize the average salesperson or the average sales professional can sell an Eskimo ice cubes. This, in most cases, can be very impressive, but understand, if he or she does sell that Eskimo an ice cube, then they must understand that they now have to find two or three more Eskimos just to try to sell one more ice cube. Because when you sell a person a product or service, you've lost your best customer, or at least you've lost your best lead. Now, the reason I say that most are walking around with blinders on or fighting uphill battles is because it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to sell a product or service to one person. And with the great majority of the people thinking, I got to get my next sale, are finding themselves just inching towards success one sale at a time. It's hard. It's like carrying a lot of baggage. It's like being extremely overweight and trying to run a 5K race. You may get through it, but you won't get through it unscathed. How much more difficult or exhausting it could be to have to carry all this baggage around trying to reach your goal and objective. I sincerely believe that there is a better way to skin a cat, and I feel that marketing is that better way. See, marketing is what drives the traffic to you, to your door, to your 800 number, to your seminars. And it's the sales or salespeople who simply seal the deal. See, Pepsi, I've been seeing a Pepsi salesperson stand outside of a store selling me Pepsi. No, they market to me, and then I then go to the grocery store, and the sales clerk rings me up. See, Pepsi's advertisement and their marketing, Dunkin' Donuts advertisement and marketing, Mercedes advertisement and marketing is what drove me to that store, to that location, to that purchase. and then the salesperson, sales clerk, sales manager, or the individual standing there waving at me is the one who then seals the deal. He or she tells me about the functions, the features, the services, what have you. But the marketing actually already enticed me if it's done right. The marketing is what drove me in there if it's done right. The marketing really made the sale. I just wanted you to go ahead and close it out because I just can't walk out of here with this mean coat unless I have a sales receipt. Get the difference, people? See the marketing component that's necessary to be successful, at least in sales? One thought is that a well-executed marketing campaign can make the difference between night and day. You can see or have your sales numbers quadruple overnight. And I go back to the gentleman I was talking about who writes sales copy. If they don't make $1 million in one weekend, they would throw it out the window. I mean, if they make $989,000, that commercial will not run again. You and I would think that was success. To them, they think it's mediocre and marginal. Because they've seen billion-dollar weekends. They've seen successful campaigns and know what they look like. And before they pay for more airtime and more marketing dollars on that same topic or that same direction, they will chuck it. They would throw it away. You and I would love to pick up those scraps, but they realize that they're just scraps. It doesn't meet their objective. It doesn't meet their goal, their motive operandi. And people, if what you're doing is not meeting your goal or your motive operandi, get help. Seek others who have an eye. See, this young lady I was talking about with the yard signs and with this campaign, she has friends, so she says, that really are looking for her to make it, for her to do this. Her friends told her that this low-grade, non-visible picture was adequate for her campaign, for to put on flyers, to put on a yard sign. They said that her yard sign was okay, but you can't see it. You can't see it in the daytime, and you can't see it at night. We have to realize, you know, something my cousin said to me, Coach. He said, man, I'm having problems, and I'm calling my friend Dan. And I'm like, big dummy, why are you calling Dan? I'm like, what do you mean? He said, I got a C in school, and so did Dan. He got a C. So I'm calling another C person to give me A advice. I'm like, wow. So he understood. If you want top-tier results, you have to find a top-tier individual. Sometimes it's those who are closest to us who love us. They still may not know. And what you don't know, you don't know. Or they may feel if I say something, he or she's feelings may be hurt and may get upset. We got to look for somebody who's been there, done that, who's doing it, to give us the information, the accurate information. And sometimes it's just as much as stealing, well, I'll say borrowing from somebody else who has been successful, copying or mimicking what they've done, making it your own, but doing just that. Old lady years ago, when I used to be an insurance agent for a Prudential, and they also sold investments, this old lady would come in and make investments, and then 6 months later she would sell that investment. And every time she did that, it was usually, you know, right before the stock of that company went high and right before the stock of the company went down. So they asked her, you know, wait a minute, do you have inside trading? Do you have a nephew or a son who's in the market? We need to understand what you're doing, so we're kind of investigating you. She said, son, it just makes sense. I drive by Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the lines are out the door, so I buy the stock. Then months later, I drive by Kentucky Fried Chicken, nobody's there. I sell the stock. She said, deductive reasoning. She said, that's just sound advice. Obviously, nobody's buying chicken anymore or don't like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so we just sometimes won't even take the obvious and say, you know what, that makes sense. That's a good way. You don't have to be, a genius. You don't have to be a wizard in the stock market. Just follow trends and look at it with a discerning eye. You know, depending on the type of marketing strategy that you create, people, you can actually touch and reach far more potential customers in an hour than you could potentially do in months of sales efforts and for far less the cost. You just mentioned it, Coach, Facebook. You know, free social media. you know, getting out on YouTube, you know, what you want to market or what you want people to look at and observe, it can touch thousands of people across the globe. Even Paul will see what you're doing in a matter of minutes. But you got to use these mediums correctly. Now, if done correctly, the results of a well-planned marketing plan can have effects far greater and far longer than any sales strategy. Because people, you know, I don't know what era you came up in, but still today, when people say to me the words Alka-Seltzer Plus, I say, pop, pop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. That commercial has not ran in over 35 years, but I still say that jingle. I don't know if McDonald's still say, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, but I know for a fact when they say McDonald's, I think of that jingle. So the effects of that marketing campaign has lasted far longer than oftentimes the actual campaign. People, it only makes sense. Now, I've grown to understand that you can't successfully have one without the other, meaning sales without marketing, meaning that if you're on a sales track and you want to do great things, you need to market yourself, billboards, radio, whatever you need to do to get out there. And if you don't, you won't find as much success as you're shooting for. Consider this. How does McDonald's, Microsoft, and Apple computer all become a global phenomenon? Certainly, their sales team has had a lot to do with their success, but it is the marketing efforts coupled with a competent sales team that has put their products and their services top of mind for almost every individual across the globe. I'm finishing up, people. Marketing goes with sales as wet goes with water. I'm going to say that again. Marketing goes hand in hand with sales as wet does to water. The wonderful thing about marketing these days is that, again, you can do it for free. You can create a successful marketing campaign with the right words and the right drivers simply in one day. And you can shoot it out and disseminate it across this great globe and find success paying little or nothing down to do so. You can have people all around the world see what you have to offer in a matter of minutes via YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and a half a dozen other free online networking sites. Marketing is critical, people. If you're doing it any other way in today's economic times and today's technologically advanced times, you're doing an uphill battle and you're doing a disservice to yourself and your business. I hope that this has been informative. I hope that maybe you'll see things differently. Your window placement of your product, your displays when people come in, the excess and the ease of these different venues really are your marketing tool. They're your front line to get people to come into your stores so that you don't have to, so you don't have to work harder. And it only makes sense. And with that, Coach, I'm going to let you take it away.
Right, all right, all right. Got the marketing info down pat. Today, we are not helpless as it relates to marketing our business, our products, our services. I tell you, we are on the move, and you have been listening to Mr. Versi L. Walker. Good info. This is certainly going to be one of those shows I'm going to replay, so don't worry. It's going to take me a whole week just to get the names of all these shows up, but I tell you, people, write down the date. Don't forget this day, May the 11th, 511, not 411, not 911, but
511.
Remember 511, y'all, because this is the show that's going to help business. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Now we are fired up and ready to go. It's going to be some nice weather. Enjoy. Think about marketing your business, your products, your services. Don't focus on the past. Focus on what you can do today. Watch your numbers grow. Watch your services improve and your customer base grow. And I'm telling you, it's... So with that being said, we'll see you here. Okay, we got a comment. Let's take this caller. Caller, you are on the air. If I could get... There you go. Thought I had her. Now I got you. Caller, you on the air? You got about 20 seconds. Area code 513.
I can do it. I can do it in 20 seconds. I just want to say thanks to both you, Coach, and Coach Bursey. And I wanted to say, if nothing else, I took away, do not be afraid to market your business. Coca-Cola, yeah. They're not afraid. And I got it. I got it. And it does make sense. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you all. I love you all. Appreciate you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, 513. We love you, too.
Hope Harper of Custom Care Cleaners in Ohio, down going into her fifth year of business, been tuning into the show for about a solid year now, has stressed that the show has helped her, that the messages, that the advice that she has been getting from all of the guests, but especially the Walker. So, Walker, keep letting us know what to do, sales and marketing, and what she said, everyone, is that she gets it. Definitely we will let her share on another day when there is more time. And we are so happy. And I got it, too, because I, too, had left out the marketing piece. And I'm telling you, it can happen to anybody. I teach marketing since 2003 as part of the business class at Essex and Union and other colleges. But guess what? Just because you know something doesn't mean that you're applying it. Because, again, that little mechanism in the back of the head mind says, don't put yourself out there.
Right.
Don't talk about your, you see, getting rid of that little voice. Listen, if like you say, if Nike sneakers can do it, and I love, because I've even taught how they got you marketing for them. Every time
Correct.
You wear their shoe with that little swish on it, every
mm-hmm.
time you wear the little Air Jordans with that little man holding that basketball, look like he's in flight, you're marketing, we're marketing for them and not even getting paid. So.
I'm getting paid.
Talked about the young man who does marketing and gets paid lots of money. So just think, we're free advertisement. I said, I'm going to give me some sneakers that say Coach Lalisa and let people wear those.
There you go.
Get you a Versi Walker jacket. Remember they had those little bomber jackets and whatnot.
Right.
And that, you notice now all the stars, Valley Harry, Halle Bay. Halle Berry, Beyonce, P. Diddy, J. Diddy, Jay-Z, whatever his name is these days,
yeah.
Puff Daddy, whatever. You see, they all got colognes now.
Yep, and they all are a brand. And you know what? And people say, you know, Puffy, you know, he's out there too much. He's oversaturated. But again, he's top of mind. He's top of mind when you're talking about high-end fashion, when you're talking about the music industry, when you're talking about his cologne, his vodka. And he's only doing whatever. See, we're looking at him because he's one individual that has exploded his brand. But he's no different than Steve Jobs. He's no different than Bill Gates or Microsoft. He just doesn't have a big old company in Seattle, Washington. But he is just as, I mean, you know, you can't go a week probably listening to the radio or listening to something where you don't hear Sean Combs or Jay-Z's names, you know, just as you would Donald Trump, Bill Gates, and the others. And so you have to be just that blazing and just that, you know, egotistical or smart enough to say, you know what, even if they're talking bad about me, at least they're talking about
me. Well, here's the thing, what we've learned, too, and what we've seen and research has shown, if you don't take yourself seriously, people won't.
Who will?
So he puts himself out there very seriously, so therefore people don't look at him as some little chump rapper or some
Correct.
Little chump pop person. He puts himself out. He takes himself seriously. I mean, he's got billboards right here in Newark, New Jersey, and
Correct.
He isn't so big here that he doesn't have to put his name there. You look at the billboard, you're hard-pressed to find the words Sean Puffy Combs or Puff Daddy or J. Diddy, whatever his name is. You can't
Right.
find that picture. He's so well branded now, and even his clothing, because of the way he dresses a particular way. So when you
Right.
see his picture, you know the difference between him and let's say Snoop Dogg or someone else.
Right.
You may not
Right.
know his name, but when you see the picture and the clothing, you know, mm-hmm. okay, that must be that Sean guy.
Yep, and so he's marketing continuously.
Yeah,
he's marketing continuously. So everything, he's a walking brand.
You can brand yourself just by what you wear. Same
that's
thing.
What you wear.
Tell you
so
what was LL Cool J for years,
mm-hmm.
or One Pants Leg Up.
Correct.
He started a whole generation of people doing that same thing. These young kids, they didn't even know why they were doing it.
Didn't know why they were doing it. But if he did it, you know what? It must be good. Let's all do it. Just a whole generation. And so that's the power of marketing.
Yeah, he branded
that's the
him.
The power of branding.
Wearing the cap on his head or wearing a scarf, whatever he did, he keeps his
right.
head covered. But that's his brand.
Right.
So everybody knows when you see a man on television that's in his age group with the hat on, thinking that must be LL Cool J. You may not even know his name, but you're thinking.
Right.
And then what happens when you think of LL, you think of his music.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's marketing his wife or whoever she is, girlfriend, wife, or somebody. He's marketing her new line of jewelry. And, you know, so teaching her. So anyway, great show. Thank you so much. That's all we have time for. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Hot Topics. Don't forget, if you have a hot topic, go to my Facebook page, inbox me or inbox Patricia Martin. In her absence today, we did miss her in the chat room, but we know she's getting ready for her big event for Saturday, 100 Women in White, 100 Men in Black. Event that's going to be held right here in New Jersey. So we'll see you back tomorrow. Have a great, powerful day.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ms. Walker. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ms. Virginia Dancy, Harper, to our friends.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.